Well, PC opposition leader Chess Crosby has written a letter to the citizens' representative requesting that Premier Dwight Ball be investigated for wrongdoing with respect to the hiring of Ms. Carla Foote at the Rooms. Crosby believes if it's shown that the Premier had a role in the incident, then he violated the members' code of conduct and he should be punished. Crosby joins me live in studio right now. Good morning, Mr. Crosby.
Good morning, and thanks.
Thank you for joining us live. So I guess, you know, what evidence do you have to recommend this type of action?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of evidence in the report of the commissioner filed on Mitchelmore. Remember now, he wasn't focused on what the premier's role was. He was focused on what Mitchelmore's role was. So that's what that report dealt with. But there are many suggestive findings and strong findings about a directing role exercised by Mr. Ball and Mr. Ball's office. And look, everybody in the legislature, and this was probably best expressed by Eddie Joyce, a Ball cabinet minister, who explained when he made his speech that here's how it works. Nothing like this happens without the premier knowing about it and approving it. The premier didn't have to make a phone call to Mr. Mitchelmore, and typically not, that's not the way it would work. Somebody on behalf of the premier would make the call, or maybe to Mr. Mitchelmore's deputy minister. But the premier, at the very least, knew about this, acquiesced in it, but much more likely directed it.
And that's what I'm asking you. Do you believe that the premier directed that the minister take a fall for him?
Well, what I believe is there are reasonable grounds to cause the citizens' representative to initiate this complaint and come to the bottom of it. I don't do this taking any pleasure in it, because we are talking about political corruption at the very top of the political system of our province. I'm the opposition leader, and I do believe I have a duty to defend our traditions and institutions of democracy against political corruption and unethical practice, and the code of conduct requires me to do that. And so it's with a heavy heart that I've launched this complaint.
And, you know, do you think that this could create a snowball effect where things are found out, things are learned, and ultimately what's the end game?
Well, I think there have been journalists joke that they've never received so many brown envelopes in their careers. So it may well flush out other information about wrongdoing in the government. Look, if they can do this as a practice and be so brazen about it, for example, Ball keeping Mitchelmore in the cabinet in the face of wrongdoing found by two officials of the legislature and general public censure, not just keep Mitchelmore brazenly in the cabinet, but...
Well, Mitchelmore will be punished, though, or that he will have to deal with recourse.
Mitchelmore voted against his own punishment. He voted against his own punishment.
Which
so
the speaker
how
cleared.
Contrite is Mitchelmore?
But the speaker did clear that action.
The speaker can do what he wants, but my point is simply that Mitchelmore voted against his own punishment. The speaker said, that's okay, Mitchelmore can vote. Now, I don't agree with that reasoning, but I'm bound to respect the ruling of the speaker. Nonetheless, Mitchelmore voted against his own punishment. So how contrite does that make him? What does that suggest about what he's learned?
We're up against the clock. Tell me why the public should be concerned.
Look, one of the major conditioners of the economic welfare of a province and of society is whether you're getting good government or bad government. Regrettably, we are now finding out we're getting bad government. This is a government that will not take responsibility for anything they do.